This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Yesterday, three students were murdered in a housing complex near the University of North Carolina. Craig Stephen Hicks has been charged with the murders and is being held without bond at the Durham County Jail. Our reporter, Rima Crace, has been following the story and joins me now. Hi, Rima.
Hi, Phoebe.
So what do we know of the victims?
So there was Dia Barakat. He was 23 years old, and he was married to Yasor Abu Salha, who was also murdered, and her sister, Razan Abu Salha, and they were all in the apartment together. And they're young. Dia Barakat was 23, Yasor was 21, and Razan was 19. And Dia, he was a second-year student at the UNC Dental School. And his wife, she was actually going to go to UNC Dental School in the fall. And all of them both of them had graduated from NC State. And her youngest sister, Razan, who was 19, she was studying at NC State. She was studying architecture and environmental design. And all three of them were, as you said, Muslim, and really pretty active members of the Muslim community here in the Triangle.
And Craig Stephen Hicks, as we mentioned, turned himself in yesterday to authorities. He's now being held at the Durham County Jail without bond. What do we know of Craig Stephen Hicks?
What we know about Craig Hicks is that he's 46 years old, and he lives in the same neighborhood as the three young Muslims who he shot and killed. And this is a neighborhood that's relatively calm. I mean, there are graduate students there and retirees. It's a very calm area. And so he turned himself in last night, and since then he's been arrested and charged with three counts of first-degree murder.
There's been some discussion, or rather a lot of discussion, last night and all throughout the morning, of this being a hate crime. Is that conversation still ongoing?
Yeah, it's definitely ongoing. I mean, I think this morning, if you look at social media and based on the conversations that I had with Muslims in the community and their friends, I think when you hear that someone barges into someone's apartment and kills three unarmed young Muslims, it makes sense that lots of folks have been, you know, quick to say that it could be a hate crime. The Chapel Hill police have come out and said that this could have been over, or was likely over, a parking dispute. And I talked with the brother of Dia Barakat, who was shot, and he told me that allegedly this neighbor had gone into their apartment before over parking, and this was an issue that they had dealt with in the past.
So the conversation of whether this had a religious motivation is something that has not been solved in any way.
Yeah, it hasn't. And there are folks from the Muslim community who are, you know, raising questions and trying to make sense of all of this and trying to piece it together. And it's just, I think, a lot to take in. It's a huge tragedy for the Muslim community. And especially, you know, these were three young Muslims who everyone I talked with this morning just had amazing positive things to say about them, how they were role models in the community, and how they just couldn't understand why anything like this would even happen.
WUNC's Rima Crace will be following this story throughout the afternoon and have updates on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.